Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is also going to list things which midrabbonon a man shouldn't go out with in case he comes to carry something for 4 amos in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But since it's only forbidden midrabbonon, he won't be liable to bring a carbon chatos if he does do so, since he wouldn't have broken Shabbos mid'oraisa. Now the first one on the list is slightly different to the rest, as we will explain, because the Mishnah says le'yetzei ha'ish, a man cannot go out with sandal hamsumar, with a wooden sandal which has nails sticking out of it. And the reason why this is forbidden, even though in general it is permitted to wear shoes, of course, is because a story once occurred that a group of Jews were hiding in a cave from the enemy, and they heard noises coming, and they thought that the enemy were coming, and so they all rushed to escape, but because many of them were wearing these types of shoes, in the rush to get out, lots of people were killed by being hit and stamped with these nails. And because that occurred on Shabbos, and that's a time where people often get together more, and therefore there's a danger of this happening, the Chacham said that on Shabbos, one may not wear these sandals, these shoes, in case that dangerous situation comes about again. V'lo b'yochid, a person cannot go out with one shoe, if let's say he lost one of his shoes, he can't go out with one of them because people will make a mockery of him, and he'll come to take off that shoe which he's wearing and to carry it. However, this is only forbidden b'zman she'ein b'ragli makah, if he hasn't got a wound on the other foot, because if he has got a wound, then it will be obvious why he's only wearing one shoe, so people won't laugh at him, and he won't come to take off the other one. What about tefillin? One cannot go out with tefillin on Shabbos. And the way that most understand this is that it goes according to the opinion that there is an obligation of tefillin on Shabbos. One cannot go out into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with them, since there are certain times where one is obligated to take off his tefillin. For example, if he needs to excuse himself. So if he takes them off, then he'll very likely come to carry them, which of course is forbidden. One cannot go out with an amulet, which is a piece of paper with certain prayers or names of Hashem, which somebody would wear around their neck, often as a skulla for something, perhaps in order to be healed. So you cannot go out with this in a situation where it is not written by an expert, meaning the person who wrote it hasn't been proven as somebody who makes these things work. And because of that, the person who is wearing it won't stop himself from taking it off. You might think, you know, this isn't working, it's annoying me, and you might take it off and end up carrying it. This is chained armor. So it's the metal which people would wear to protect themselves when they were fighting. V'lo b'kastoi, you can't go out with a helmet. V'lo b'magofayim, nor may he go out with metal boots, which again were worn by people fighting. And the reason why one can't wear this on Shabbos is because people might think that he's going out to war, which in general is forbidden on Shabbos. Now, since all of these things cannot be taken out only because he might come to take it off, or because it looks like he's doing something wrong, so it's only midrabbonon forbidden. Therefore, v'im yotza, if he does go out with any of these things, ein chayel chatos, he will not be liable to bring a carbon chatos, since he didn't break Shabbos mid'oraisa.